In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. The Gospel of today, it's written from St. Mark. And he said, immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent them away, he departed to the mountain to pray. And I will stop at this point. And he departed to the mountain to pray. Which is, obviously, we see that God, he tried to teach us how to pray and why we have to pray. And the pray, it's not a monologue, it's dialogue between me and between God. And dialogue, it means that we have dial. It means that from by two person, I'm not talking by myself as a monologue. No, it's a dialogue. It seems like dialogue that I want to receive an answer when I am talking to God. If I'm telling you now it's a dialogue, it means that I have to receive some answers or I have to hear something from someone who's talking to me. But before to hear and before to know what is the answer is coming from God, I have to know first how I have to pray. That's why when he said here, for example, he, in the beginning, he tell the disciples to go to the boat and take the boat and to go to the other side. Then the first I have to be alone. I can't talk to God when there is a lot of distraction are surround me. And there is a lot of noise surrounding me, I can't. That's why the first of all, even the disciples, and I know very well the disciples, he loved his disciples. And he loves also to talk to them. And maybe he tried to teach them to pray. But there is a time alone between me and between God. Even I am a servant. And I talk to all the people about the prayer. Or I'm praying with all the people at church. Or with my children at church. But there is my own time. There is a time between me and between God only. There is an hour which is the best hour when I meet God face to face. And I mean it face to face. Then the first one, and I have with what exactly Jesus did, he tried to tell all the people that were all the world, you have to be alone with me. And this is the first lesson that I have to teach you, that it's only to be with me, there is only you and me alone at your room or whatever where. The first one, or a first point. The second, he went to the mountain. Then I went to the mountain with a silence. Only I'm preparing myself to hear his voice. He will not reveal himself by appearing, for example, to me, and he's talking to me. But I will feel it by, for example, by tranquility, by the calm in my heart when I am talking to him. Be with him alone. And talking to him, the problem that the technology make us, we are texting, and which is very bad thing. Even I'm not talking to somebody by phone, now I'm texting all the way, WhatsApp or whatever, okay, I'm using texting only. There is no relationship between me and between the other people. And now it's the fact now in our life, social life. And you see, for example, the people even surround, they are at home and they are, for example, talking or they are eating together. And you see they are using their phone and they are texting. There is no relationship. Now, at the moment that I am alone with him, with God, there is no more and no more texting him. It's only I have to talk to him direct, face to face. That's why in a silence, it's only the way I prepare myself to receive the answer from God. And I will receive it by feeling. And I will see how God is working with me. For example, if I have a problem and I'm talking to God and I'm focusing only me and him, I meet him only face to face. And finally, I feel myself like calm. I have the peace. I receive the answer by a peace in my heart. Even the problem is very big. And this is one of answers from God, the peace of God. That's why when the priest, by the end of the liturgy, go in peace, the peace of God will be with you. Because after a prayer, only the peace that you will receive in my heart. A lot of blessings, but one of them is the peace. Then the second point, first one, I have to remove the noise. I have to remove around me. There is a lot of distraction and I have to remove it. I have to be alone. The second is a silence because I have to start and begin to receive the blessings and the grace from God. And one of them is a peace. The third point, I starting by praising. In Deuteronomy 32, Moses, the last song of Moses, is the last one and the last prayer that he prayed to God before he's departed. And this prayer, especially with the third songs, we can see because we have three songs of Moses. The last one, it was he taught all the people how to pray for the prayer of guidance. A prayer of guidance. And just he started this prayer and he said, praise with me the heaven and the rain. Then he's starting to tell all the nature to praise with him, because the nature know that God, he is the creator. That's why I have to meditate also surround me by the nature, and I'm trying to praising. That's why in the third host, in the midnight praise, we say, praise all the nature together, all the world. Praise the rock, praise the rain, praise the heaven, the sky, the sea, the ocean. Every single thing in the world created by God should praise God. And I have to remember this, that every single thing in the world was created by God. And then I know that God is a Pantocrator, as a creator that is doing everything well for me. And I have to praise. I'm praising God. It means glorify God. God didn't want to, he doesn't want to receive a glorification. But when it's only when I glorify God, it's a benefit on myself. It try to remind me how God is good. Then while I'm starting praying, I'm trying to praising God. Now I enter to the mood of the prayer step by step. I remove all the noise. And when remove all the noise, there is a rule name. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. It means what? When I go to the prayer, there's a lot of things in my mind. For example, oh, I have to do the work that I have. Oh, I have to go to meet someone in the whatever where. Oh, I have to do the food for my kids. Oh, my husband told me to do whatever. And I have the mortgage that I have to do and pay it. Oh, I have also tomorrow the soccer with my kid. I have to go with them. And now I'm going to pray. But unfortunately, I have everything in my mind. And I have to say to myself, no, enough is enough. I have to stop. Enough is enough. Now it's time only to meet God, to remove everything surrounding me. Then the first one, I remove everything. The second, I'm going to the silence. I'm preparing myself, my heart, to receive the answer from God. The third, I'm praising God, I'm glorifying God because I want to only to see how God is great. And the fourth one, I thank God. When I praise God, I see how God is great and how God is doing everything well for me. Even if I have problem in my life, but because I glorify God, I understand that God is doing everything good for me. For who loves God? Who loves Him? I trust God and I trust His love. He loves His own who are in the world. He loved His own who are the world. This is in the liturgy. We prayed in the liturgy. And He gave Himself and sacrificed Himself for us. Who loves the people to sacrifice Himself for the other? Then I'm trusting God, and I know that everything is created by Him very good. Then I have to thank Him first. I have to thank Him about everything. I have to thank Him about... I saw a lot of people surround us. Maybe I have to thank Him about my eyes. I'm seeing. I have to thank Him about that I have a life. He gave me a good chance to pray. I have to thank Him that I find food. Or I have to thank Him about my leg and my food. I have to think about everything. I went to someone and I met him. He's blind. And emotionally for myself, emotionally I was like I tried to tell him like, okay, God is for sure, God is great. I'm trying to tell him only this one, but I receive an answer from or a word from his side. He said to him, no, God give me a lot. I'm seeing by my heart. The first time that he met me, and what he did, he put his hands on my head and my face. And after this, he told me, and on my shoulders, he told me, your head is what? Your face is like this. Your eyes will be like this. Your hair like this. And when I met him again after a week, only he heard my voice, only I'll tell him a hello. He told me, hello, Abuna Marcos. God is great. Even he took from him his eyes, but still he had a lot of other talents. That's why he thanked him a lot. Then I have to thank him about everything. When I thank him, it's only I remind myself that I have a lot. I have a lot, even I have problems, but I still have a lot. Why I'm looking only to some problem that I have, but already God gave you a lot of things good. That's why I have to thank Him. I thank God about everything. When you think, after you thank God, I have to sometimes to use some book. We can say it's acquired library. Like, I have to use some book sometimes to help me to pray. If I can't open my heart to tell God about everything about my day, because this is, I told you, it's a dialogue. It's not monologue. I'm not telling, for example, reading the Agbaya. This is my homework today. I have to pray, the midnight prayer. Okay, let's go and make it the Agbaya and then open it. And I finish the Psalms and saying, God, okay, God, I finish my homework. This is a monologue. I finish my homework. I give you your part. I pray. And God was like surprised. Habibi, where are you? You finish your prayer. You didn't tell me about your life, about your day, about what happened today, why you are happy and why you are sad. Make you upset, for example? Tell me about your day. It's a dialogue. That's why he was surprised about no dialogue. It's only a prayer from one side only. I have to only read some words. That's it only. No, I have to use the words to help me. When I take the Agbaya and I'm reading the Psalms, I have to use it to help me. And if I found myself that I'm only reading, then I have to stop and I have to meditate, which is very important, which is the number five is I have to meditate. I can't pray that only reading only without, and my brain, it's only on the system of reading, not praying. Then I have to meditate. For example, if I'm reading a word in the Psalm, I have to, for example, when I go to, for example, like the mercy of God, I have to know what is the mercy of God. If I'm open a psalm, any psalm, for example, I will open with you the psalm of today. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, just as we hope in you. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy. You can imagine if I meditate only and I give myself a time to look word by word. If I looked, for example, let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us. And I am, it's a prayer of supplication. And I am asking God only to help me. I know that you have thousands infinity of your mercy, and I'm asking his mercy. And I'm not asking his mercy only on myself, for myself. I'm asking the mercy, for example, for the people. Or maybe I'm asking his mercy for the people in Syria. I'm asking his mercy for the people here, the homeless. And I'm asking his mercy, for example, for the people here in the church. I'm asking his mercy for the servant, for the priest, for the pope, for the bishops. I'm asking. It's a prayer of supplication. And I'm stopping only. I can pray for an hour only. And I'm asking his mercy. Just as we hope in you. The hope, it's not only hope now, it's coming for a trust, God. And I'm telling him, I know that you are here with me. That's why it's very important that you have to build an altar at your home. Build an altar, and I have to do an altar like this here? No, it's something, a symbol of an altar. Put on the wall the picture of Christ and Saint Mary and all the saints, and make a corner prayer. And every time you pass to pray, this is your secret place to meet God. A lady told me before that I want to go to pray, but I can't. I have a lot of kids and I have to do a lot of things. I told her, what you have to do, it's only because all the kids ask you to do a lot of things at your home, and also your husband for sure. But it's only one way to pray. Go to your room and put a paper outside your room and write on it, I have a 15-minute meeting with God. Please don't disturb me. I want only to I have a meeting with God. And close the door and go inside. And after you meet God, go outside. I'm not talking about the quantity, and I'm talking about the quality. Maybe 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes. I'm talking to God, it's better than an hour. And I'm reading only. Then one thing also to help me to pray, and I have to, the environment of the prayer should be prepared well. Then I have, for example, to find the right place to pray, and I have to build an altar inside my room. And this is my preferable place to meet God and to see Him. Then I have to meditate, and I have to look after the words. I have to look after the words. And I have to stop on each one. The eye of the Lord is on those who fear Him. And the fear, it's not a fear. It's meet He who respect and love Him. The eye of the Lord on the people. You can imagine, I can stop also in this verse, and I'm only looking to this one. The eye of the Lord on me. He's looking to me every single second. And I was, if I have the feeling that someone is like looking to me all the time, I have to be good. One time I read a story about, there is one guy, he's like an adult and from the youth, and he at the school, and he didn't want to study anything, and he's playing all the time. And that's what happened, that his father came to the home, and he told him, you have a problem. You have to sit down and you have to study. He told him, okay, I'm sitting down and I'm studying all the day. Then he told him, why your score is very bad? He told him, I don't know, but I'm sitting down and I'm doing everything. He told him, okay, I will put a camera at your room and I will see you all the time to see if you are sitting down or no, and you are studying or no. Oh my God, he will see me all the time. Okay. And because there's a camera, he's sitting down and he studied a lot. And he was graduated with good score. And finally, the father came the last day and he told him, congratulations. I think that you did a good job. and you study a lot. The son told his father, sure, because you saw me all the time by the camera. He told him, unfortunately, the camera is only on the wall without any connection. But it's only because he had the feeling that someone is supervising him. He's watching him. That's why he did like this. That's why I have to do this. Then I have to be sure that his eye, the eye of the Lord, on me. He's looking to me all the time. He's not supervising me. No, he's taking care of me. The same, what happened with the father. He's taking care of his son. That's why this is only what we have. I have to know that he's taking care of me all the time. You see, it's only two verses in the Psalm, and I meditate. And I'm looking how God is good. That's why in the prayer is a steps. To pray, there's steps to prepare myself. I have to neglect everything and I have to remove every noise around me. And I have to focus only that I'm meeting God. And I have to go to the silence because it's in silence only. And this is exactly what happened. All the people that in the Bible, when they go to pray, they went to the wilderness or on the mountain because there is nobody there. And also, I have to write outside my room, my wilderness. This is my mountain. This is only the way to pray. And I have to meet God in silence because I want to receive what he's saying to me. And also, I have to know that he is my father and he's looking to me all the time, and I have to meditate and I have to talk with him. Using some books, but also I using my word. I thank him before, sure, number four. And number five, I have to, I'm praising, in the beginning, praising, and by the end, I have to talk to him. I have to open the discussion. You know what? I have to only tell him, you know what happened today? It was a long day, but I was upset from someone. He's like telling me some bad words. I don't know why I'm upset, but this is my feelings. I'm talking to somebody. He's existing before me, and I'm looking to him. This is very important in the prayer. That's why he went to the mountain to pray. Because by the end, he receives the power. He receives the tranquility. He receives the calm. And he received the peace. And then after this, when he went to the multitude to teach them, he had the power to teach them. The last story. One day I went to the monastery when I was young, and I spent like around 15 days in the monastery. You can imagine after 15 days, I couldn't walk, for example, in the street after. I was like, what is this? It is a car. Oh, okay, I forgot the car. I forget the horn. I forget everything. I forget how to walk with the people and how to talk to the people. It's only I was as a monk, some monks and some people with me, but it's only praying and praising, and that's it, 2 weeks. And just I came back, it's a long travel, because I went to the Red Sea. From Alexandria to the Red Sea, when I was young also, I took like a lot of train and buses, and I have no car. I had no car, that's why I took like around 18 hours to go to the Red Sea Monastery in St. Paul. And after I came back, I was very, 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 very tired, and it's around like 11 p.m. And just I enter and I said hi to Baba Mama, how are you? Everything is good. And just I want to take a shower, and Mama told me, oh, Habibi, sorry, can you go outside and buy something for us, because it's very important for us, like some medications and some also others for supermarket and something like this. I was like surprised that, oh my God, like it's 11 p.m. and I was very tired, and I think that I have to say no, because I can't now to do this all what you said to me, and you see that I'm very tired, and I decide to say no in only like it's only like my brain work, and I have to say no, and I don't know what happened. Okay, Mama, okay, give me the money, I'm going now. And when I walk outside and I went in the street, I was like, what happened? I decided to say no. What happened now? I'm saying yes, and I'm now outside the street, and I'm going to buy something for them, and I'm very tired. But I recognize that something happened with me when I spend 2 weeks with God, that He give me the peace and the silence. And with the silence with Him, He give me the peace. He give me the tranquility and the calm. That's why when someone asked me something, okay, I said yes without any, I think, my brain working that I have to say no, which is the normal. But this is above the normal. It's not a regular. It's above everything, which is His God is coming to me and dwell in me. This is only the meeting with God. That's why when we have a problem with if I have a problem with the adults or the youth or something like this, they have to spend more time with God. And they will change. Automatic. Sometimes it's automatic. It's only bring them to God, and God, He will do what we need. And this is what I discovered, what I recognized, that, oh, okay, I have to spend more time. And after I spend like maybe a month, like Mama told me, like, okay, yeah, okay, she gave me money, can you go to buy something? I said, no. Show me. But I think that you said before, like all the last month or last 2 months, you said yes, everything. Oh my God, okay, I discharge all the charge, all the power that I received, now it's going back. Halas, it's finished. Then I have to recharge again. And the recharge is by prayers a lot. And I have to meet Him a lot, who is giving me the peace. God, who is willing with us, give us the blessing of the prayers every time we pray to Him, and glory be to God forever. Amen.